At California Psychics, we know some people can't read the career warning signs, like your boss still not knowing your name.
You, Tina, Lisa, Sheila, whatever. Get that report to me by lunch, okay?
It's Carrie, ma'am?
Just get it done, Terry.
So talk to California Psychics and receive the career guidance you need. We only connect you with the very best, so guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hello, Wesley. Welcome to the men's room.
How's it going, guys?
Hola. Wesley, welcome to the program. Random question, Let's go with this one. How did you break a bone?
How did I break a bone?
Yep, a bone. Bone.
Oh, bone.
Or phone, whatever.
I've actually been on the radio with you guys 3 or 4 times because of where I live. The service always cuts out on Bainbridge Island. I guess that's why they call it Kidnap County.
Oh, is that what they call it?
That's I did not know that.
That is a beautiful name.
Well, I live out here and, you know, have a little hobby. Meet a lot of different people. Yeah.
How did I break a bone?
Yes.
Correct.
Well, which one?
How many have you broken?
Yeah.
I think around 35.
Jesus, man. How so? What do you do?
Well, I'm a chef by trade, but I used to race motocross, and I snowboarded most of my life, and I played football and all that. So.
Okay. What was the bone you broke the most then? Collarbone?
I actually broke 5 vertebrae in my back snowboarding on a golf course of all places.
What?
Wow.
I don't know if you guys have ever been to Bainbridge, but there's a golf course called Meadowmere.
Okay.
On the 8th hole, you drive basically across a valley that's, I don't know, only a couple yards or 100 yards to the hole, but in between it's this big valley, and then down below they have one of those land bridges for the golf carts.
Yeah.
So when it snows, we would make like a tabletop style jump out of that land bridge. And this one particular year, it snowed really hard, and then everything froze. And then early February, we got like 5 more inches of snow. So we're like, this is perfect. Second time I went off it, I kind of felt like a big ice bump. Oh, just to let you know, underneath that new snow was like 5 inches of frozen solid ground and ice.
Right. All right.
So I came up to this jump, and I felt this big bump of ice like kick the end of my snowboard out. So when I went off it, I kind of knew I was messed up, and I grabbed my board and let it go and went to land. And my snowboard shot out so fast that I landed like I was sitting down from like 15 feet up.
Ah.
And it just pop. Broke 5 vertebrae.
How long is that recovery?
That one actually probably get made worse, to tell you the truth, because the day after that, a bunch of us met from, like, all our friends from high school. They're all, like, playing football and having snowball fights in the snow or whatever, and the girl that I was dating at the time I hadn't seen for, like, 4 days, so she comes running up and jumps up around me like I'm supposed to grab her.
Supposed to, yes.
Yeah. So it made it worse, but it was, all in all, it was about a year and a half.
Okay.
Damn. Is
that the worst one out of all your breaks?
Well, recently I had basically 4 3.5 broken ribs. It was really painful.
Who punched you?
We were remodeling a bathroom, so the other bathroom we had like an old school, like nice big high sided ceramic coated like clawfoot tub.
All right.
and it's kind of awkward to get out of anyways. And I had eaten an edible, and it was like,
oh, no.
I was tired anyways because I get up at 5:30. So those stupid little sticky pads that are supposed to hold your feet, yeah. When I went to stand up, it slipped out from underneath me and all my weight. And I'm not a big guy, but I'm like 5'10", like 225. All my weight came down on my left side of my ribs.
See, that sucks based on sleeping on your side, laughing, coughing.
Everything, right?
I mean, just
and
sneezing.
It's the worst medical bill you get because you get there and they go, yeah, you broke some ribs. And now there's
nothing
we can do.
Correct. Unless you puncture something.
If you puncture something, sure. Broken ribs are like, look, man, there's nothing we can do. That's still going to cost you $7,000.
How many broken bones, Ted?
I mean, technically broken bones. I mean, I guess just the finger. Like, I've had hematomas. I've dislocated my knee.
Right.
Yeah, mine's six. All ankles.
I don't know.
But I've never, and I've like rolled an ankle, but I don't think I've ever actually broke. So it might only be like one.
Oh, I've broken ribs.
Yeah, broken
twice,
ribs.
Twice.
I mean, I have 12 staples in my head.
I broke my ankle when I was a kid. And then you say you broke your wrist, but the way the doctor explained it to me, it was like seven of the tiniest bones in your wrist.
All which made it worse.
Wait, she even said, when I went in there for this, she even said, look, this happens to people all the time. Don't worry about it. It's only going to be bad if you broke this, this, or this, and the chances of that are very unlikely. Like, cool. She comes back with the x-ray. She's like, you broke every single one that most people don't. So it's not that it's the end of the world, but I had that hand cast for 12 weeks, and I'm left-handed. It's on my left hand, like wiping your ass, tying your shoes. It's it sucks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that's, like, I had a buddy that started ice skating.
Yeah.
And same thing, right? That's what they always tell you, fall back with, like, your elbows or something, so you don't put your hand down, and they were like, and somebody told him, like, it's fine, just don't break this one
this
bone.
One. Yep.
He broke that. I don't know what that bone is.
I don't know
his
either.
Wrist, but he broke the same one.
And it's tiny, man.
And he was in that cast for same thing, however long it took. It was a while.
Yeah, when they showed me the x-ray, she kind of points, like, this is the bone specifically that you broke. And I'm like, that's the smallest bone in my wrist. She's like, yep. And for whatever reason, if you break that one, it just turns to hell.
I've only ever had one confirmed bone break, and that was my toe. I was playing tag with my cousins.
Tag
in my basement, playing tag with my cousins. And I ran through a doorway and just didn't clear the doorway and ran my toe straight in the
big one?
Like, no, it was like my ring toe.
Oh, is that, does it stick out farther?
I can make it bend.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, it looks like it has a knuckle on it. I can 90 degree that bad boy.
That's hot.
Reason we asked, how did you break a bone? We go to England. Well, multiple Brits. I'm not sure if this was in England or not. We're left with broken bones after being urged to quickly evacuate a delayed Ryanair flight due to, I guess, a false alarm. So the alarm goes off. They're all on the plane on the runway and just after midnight. This is at Palma Airport. So passengers started screaming as they desperately jumped from the plane's wing.
I think it was a fire alarm, right? So you're on a plane and all that fuel. You haven't taken off yet. The alarm goes off. Yeah, people are in a panic.
So 18 people on this plane were injured from jumping off the wing of an airplane.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if I'd do that, man.
Dude, if you thought the plane was on fire,
well, you also
difference.
Can't see.
Right.
It's night.
If you think the plane's on fire, and one, you're on a wing, you know, so just, you're going to jump off. Like, I get it, but I'd be irritated when they go, hey, our bad, it was a false alarm.
One woman said her 57-year-old mom has suffered a broken ankle in three places after jumping, and is now having surgery. See, that's one thing, dude. You got a 15-year-old son with you, right?
Yeah.
Throw him off of it.
Yeah.
Your 57-year-old mom. Like, you know,
yeah, I mean,
man,
they're
man.
All, they say they're typically, that would be somewhere between 16 and a 20 foot drop. That's a long way.
Oh, I would never do that. I think the farthest I've jumped off anything back on the land is probably maybe 8 feet.
Maybe.
Into grass with a roll.
And that's a kid.
Yeah.
I mean, look, there's sometimes you'll get up on something, and then when you look down, you're like, oh, man, that seems taller than I want to jump off. I don't want to break my ankle.
But again, if you think something's on fire, like, I would never actively jump out of the second story window of a building, but if I thought it's on fire, like, I'm going to jump, right?
Yeah. Correct.
So basically, so the pilot comes on and says, we're all on the plane, but they make the announcement saying we're about to go in about 5 minutes. Then all of a sudden, there's a huge bang. She said, I did not worry too much. Then everyone was screaming and running. The air stewardess. They started screaming, too. Get off the plane. Leave your belongings. So apparently it was utter chaos inside this plane.
Yeah, again.
Yeah.
We're telling you the plane is on fire.
They opened the emergency door, and people were running out onto the wing. And then they shut down the engines because people were running out on the wing.
Yeah.
Right, with the engines spent, right.
Then they jumped off the wing.
Wait, they didn't have the slides?
Probably didn't have time to wait for it. They just freaking jumped out onto the wing.
I mean, now, look, I know the plane's on fire. I believe it's on fire. But either way, I'm looking at the wing, the 16 to 20 feet up, or, hey, man, is there a button you can hit to get that slide
okay.
down?
There's another video that shows other passengers using a different door and emergency exit slide. So, yes, there was a safe flight off this plane. But look, 18 people got hurt. That means that not everyone knew that.
Yeah, obviously.
Because, I mean, they say a
bunch
of people.
That's why you listen at the beginning of the flight, where they explain where your emergency exits are.
People were falling all over each other to get off, running all over the place. The flight attendants looked as shocked as the passengers.
Well, sure.
So that's when it gets scary.
You never actually expect something to go wrong at work.
You really don't. I mean, you know. I just don't. But I do pay attention to where their exits are.
Right.
And that's the only thing I pay attention to. With the, you know, flight attendants, I got to go through that stuff. And I'm like, just wait for the exits, then I'm out.
So he had a couple sprained ankles, but six people were taken to the hospital. But most passengers were disembarking using the inflatable slides. All right, you have that opportunity.
That's insult to injury.
You have that Take opportunity it. To finally.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Finally do it.
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's kind of like the banana splits. You can finally just ride down the
just
big slide.
Do it.
Next thing you know.
You think I mean, if they're going out the wing, though, that I'm assuming that means somebody in the wing finally got to do that. Open that door. It's an emergency.
That guy who said
wait
yes.
25 years to get the call.
They only served me one drink.
You think they assisted other passengers out onto the wing?
No.
Apparently they didn't. Or they missed one of the steps. Because it seems like they could have opened that thing, and then there should have been another slide out there, right?
Which proves everything that I've been saying.
They
it does not matter that they say, yeah, I'll do it. They don't do it.
Why do you have to agree to assist people? Like, look, I will get the door open, and as you have just done in your display, pointing where everything is, they know the exits are. So
this way!
If the plane's on fire or whatever's going on, like, look, I'll open the door, I'll activate the slide, but I'm going to slide out.
Look, they're analyzing you the entire time. Those questions mean nothing. They're looking at your size. They're looking at your age. They could ask you, what's your favorite color, Mr. Montgomery? And if I go, blue, they go, okay, no, you can't sit here.
Right.
But can you do it by
in the airport? So they just want to ask you anything.
Can you look at some guy, he's 330 pounds, he's sitting in the seat, right? And you say, hey, do you speak English? That's always the first thing. Like, yes, I do. Will you assist people? Of course you're going to say, yeah, because it's a comfortable seat. Like, I'm not, but I'm going to tell you, yeah. But you couldn't just call me out and be like, Mr. Hill, we think you're a damn liar, right?
I am, liar.
But you can't say.
You're going to have to move me to first class.
Look at a big guy and go like, well, you're 330 pounds. I mean, like, how do you, I've only seen one person get moved once, and it was a super old lady, and she did not speak English very well.
Gotcha.
Right? So we kind of understood, and she
Two
was cool with it.
Two strikes, you're out.
But like, how do you make, because they just asked the one question.
It's got to be a judgment
call.
Yeah,
man, absolutely. Mm-hmm.
You're right. I've only seen older people. Asked to leave that seat.
But you ain't going to help anybody. Neither am I. But I can just lie and say, sure,
I think
man.
You can't just be clearly unable to help.
they know.
Yeah.
They kind of. They look
But
at
even
you
then,
like
I said, they don't expect any emergency to actually happen. So they make sure that you're competent enough for them to be able to have, you know, plausible deniability.
That's
we didn't know
a
it was
good
this
point.
Wasted.
If they honestly thought, like if the flight attendants, like, man, I heard that weird banging on our last flight, they probably look at me and be like, get your ass up, man.
Hey.
We know you're lying. And we fully expect something to go wrong.
I will say, though, and I don't know the statistics, when I was on the train, inadvertently, I sat my mother and I in the emergency, like, bust out this window.
Okay.
But this has already been, we're in New York, we had switched, you gotta make sure you get another seat. I wasn't in business class where they would have your seat set. And I remember she looks at me and goes, do you think this is okay? And I just went, it's not, but I don't feel like moving.
Yeah, yeah. No.
We're going to roll the dice and say this train stays on the tracks.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.